USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A third night of violent protests in Minneapolis, seeing a police station and other nearby buildings set afire by demonstrators. The station evacuated, a helicopter had to save some of the officers who'd taken shelter on the roof of the building. Protests and riots have erupted across the Twin Cities, as well as in some other cities, in response to the death of George Floyd, who died while in police custody on Memorial Day. The lawyer for Floyd's family says they're not happy that the officers involved in his death have still not been charged.
George Floyd's family, who watched the press conference along with me, was disgusted.
Excessive heat warnings staying in effect throughout the Southwest as scorching temperatures have been soaring into the triple digits from Southern California to Nevada and Arizona. Temperatures will start to ease in California after today. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A State Department official says it may be time to put a pause on U.S.-China relations. Morgan Ortega saying that things have changed now that China's made it clear that Hong Kong is not autonomous.
And this is just a complete rejection of the basic law that China agreed to, not only to Hong Kong into 1997, but I would remind everyone that this was a UN agreement.
She tells Fox News the recent actions taken by the Chinese Communist Party has already forced Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to say that he can no longer certify in good faith that China has followed through on that agreement. The Republican National Convention, wanting a full in-person convention in North Carolina as planned, has written Governor Roy Cooper with safety guidelines officials say they would put in place, asking the Democratic governor to approve the guidelines and let them know about anything else they'd have to do, the president threatening to move the convention if that state doesn't allow full attendance. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Reports are some people are mistaking their stimulus payments that they get in their mailboxes for junk mail and throwing them away. That's because they're in a plain white envelope that only says Money Network Cardholder Services. And there's not really a check inside, the IRS sending out prepaid debit cards instead. Nearly 4 million were mailed out last week. McDonald's employees in Oakland, California say managers there had them use coffee filters and dog diapers as face coverings at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. In a complaint signed by 23 Mickey D's workers, they said at least 6 of them ended up contracting the virus and spreading it to family members. They were given disposable masks later, but were told to use them for multiple days at a time. McDonald's workers in several cities went on strike last week, calling for further protections during the crisis. The owner of the Oakland restaurant said the claims of those alternative face coverings are simply not true. And a cognac, more than 2 centuries old, making for one expensive drink. The 1762 bottle brought in $146,000 on an online auction yesterday. Sotheby's Auction House saying that it's one of the oldest cognacs out there, and only 3 bottles remain that are known of. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.